Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." The miraculous healing of the lame man attracted great attention, so Peter found himself with a further opportunity to speak to the crowd. He explained that the healing had been done in the name of Jesus. This was too much for the Jewish authorities, who were desperate to find a way to shut up Peter. He responded by making it clear that if it was a choice between obeying the Jewish council or obeying God, he would choose God. Nothing will be able to stop him from witnessing about his faith in Jesus. It's worth reminding ourselves that this bold, confident speaker is the Peter who, only a few weeks before, had denied ever knowing Jesus. Clearly a changed man, and his pathetic denials were a thing of the past. In Romans chapter 13, Paul teaches that we should all submit to the governing authorities, which derive their authority from God. However, when rulers abuse their power and stand in the way of God, our duty is to obey God. In many countries today, to obey God is to stand in opposition to the government. May God grant them and us the boldness to obey him, however great the cost may be. So let me ask you a question. What would you do if you were told to disobey God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help all Christians today to stand strongly for you, however high the price. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.